الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم. And welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I am your host, or your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the authentic rites and rituals of our faith, of the Islamic faith. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes. And since this is a podcast, I suggest you, if you don't invite your friends to listen or don't have listening parties where you get together and you listen to this class, then you can very well send it to them as a gift or just to let them know about what Islam is, because maybe your friends and family do not really understand what the Islamic faith is all about. And by the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. And those who are our new listeners, our new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Now, today's topic will be about the description of the hellfire. Islam is very unique in terms of it describes everything. It impacts every aspect of the human life in this world and in the next world. Because we as Muslims, we believe in this world. And also we believe in the next world. And the next world will be longer and unending. This world will end soon. We may live here 60, 70 years or something like that. Maybe 100 years, 120 years. After that, we die. So we're through with this world. Then we go to the next world, which is forever. Now, what state are we going to be in? Are we going to be in a good state and be in paradise? Or are we going to be in a bad state and be in a hellfire and with no exit from this place? Now, I'm going to talk about today, again, the description of the hellfire. Now, I'm going to warn you. These are factual from the Islam, from Quran, and also from the saying of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. So it's very detailed. And for some people, you may be uncomfortable with the descriptions I'm about to tell you about what goes on to the hellfire for those people who reject Allah, who are unbelievers, who do not believe in Allah. They're not perform in they're correctly with what Allah wants you to perform in obedience to Allah in your actions and in your obedience to Allah. And so it's very detailed. And so if it gets too scary for you, these facts, then I suggest you turn off and go to someplace else and don't listen. Turn off what you're listening to and stop listening to it. But the details are the details, and these are the factual details from Islam. Now I want you to turn your Quran to chapter 22, which is called Hajj, chapter 22, and we're going to be looking at verse 19 through 22. Again, that's chapter 22, verses 19 through 22, which really gets into a lot of detail about what happens in the hellfire. And this is a true place that, and now, well, we're not getting the details. You'll see what I mean when I talk about a true place with my proofs. I only speak from proofs. I try not to speak from myself. And so I was giving you time also to turn to chapter 22 and verses 19 through 22. And it says, I'm going to read it in English. And it says, These two opponents dispute with each other about their Lord. Then as they As for those who disbelieve, garments of fire will be cut out for them. Boiling water will be poured over their heads. With it will melt or vanish away what is within their bellies, as well as their skins. And for them are hook rods of iron. Every time they seek to get away therefrom, from anguish, they will be driven back therein. And there will be said to them, taste the torment of burning. Now let me give you what is called tafsir, so explanation of what I just read. And according to some scholars, the translation of this is, of course, the boiling water will be poured over their heads and will penetrate their skulls until it reaches what is inside. And what is inside will melt until it reaches their feet. This is the melting. Then will be restored to the state, or he will be restored to the state before that. And then he will go over and over. The same thing will happen to the individual. It will melt away, then it'll be restored, melt away again, and then it'll be restored. And it's also mentioned, the angel will come to him carrying a vessel with a pair of tongs because of his heat. When he brings it near his face, he will shy away from it. He will raise a hammer that he is carrying and will strike his head with it. His brains will spill out. Then he will pour the brains back into the head. This is what Allah says when he says, and with it will melt what is within his bellies, their bellies, as well as their skin. And then it mentioned about the hook in this particular verse. And for them are hook irons, a hook rods of iron, which means one of the scholars, he said, or one of the prophet companions, he said, they will be struck with them. And with each blow, a limb will be severed, and they will cry out, and they will cry out. And then it also mentioned, every time they seek to get away therefrom, from anguish, they will be driven back therein. And it was mentioned regarding this, the fire of hell is black and dark, its flames and coals do not glow or shine. It's also mentioned in another verse where it talks about what keeps the hellfire burning is men and stone. Men, meaning men and women, mankind, is men and stone. It's not burnt, it's not, the flames are not kept burning by the sun or by solar power or coal or anything like that, or oil. What keeps the fire burning in the hellfire is men and stone. And as I just read by one of the companions, he said that the fire of hell is black and dark. Its flames and coals do not glow or shine. It is also mentioned, every time they seek to get away therefrom, the anguish, they are driven back therein. And then it said to them, taste the torment of burning. And I want to move on to another ayat where it mentions, and it will be said to them, taste you the torment of the fire which you used to deny. And so we see from this basically meaning that they will be humiliated by words and action. People always denying that I'm not going to hell, or give me some hell. I can handle it. I'm just going to be in it for a little while. No, it's hot and it's burning. And there's no letting up. Just imagine when you put your hand underneath just for a second or so underneath hot water, how you quickly pull it away. There will not be any pulling away from the torture that one has earned in the hellfire. No one goes there unless they earned it. Your good deeds will be placed on the scale and your bad deeds will be placed on the scale. And if your good deeds outweigh your bad deeds, you go to paradise. And you obey Allah and submit to Allah, and the Prophet, may peace and blessings be upon him. If you do those things and then you have your good deeds outweigh your bad deeds on the mizan, on the scale, you go to paradise. But if your bad deeds outweigh your good deeds, then you go to the hellfire. Some people be kept in the hellfire for a little while, and some people will not exit the hellfire. And Allah says in chapter 78, verses 21 through 22, again, chapter 78, verses 21 to 22. And he says, truly, hell is lying in wait, a destination for the transgressors. Those who transgress the bounds of Allah, those who disobey Allah instead of obeying Allah. What is waiting for those individuals, and I pray that myself and you as my students will not be that in the, those individuals that will be taken and thrown into hell and thrust into the hell fire. It's not a pleasant place. It's dark. We as mankind keeps it burning along with stones. Now, what about the gates in the hellfire? It is mentioned in chapter 39, verse 71. Again, chapter 39, verse 71. And it says, the unbelievers will be led to hell in crowds until when they arrive there, its gates will be open. So it says, so here we see from this verse that it's not just one gate, two gates, anything like that. We know that it's more than one gate because it said that its gates will be open. Now, how many gates we're talking about here? It says in chapter 15, verse 43 through 44. Again, chapter 15, verse 43 to 44. Hopefully you got into it now. I know I'm moving kind of fast. And it says, and verily, hell is the promised abode for them all. It has seven gates. To each of these gates is a particular class of sinners assigned. So if you in a particular class, a particular sinner, you have your own special gate. You're in the sinner number one. All sinner number ones go to gate number one. Sinner number two go to gate number two, etc., etc. So we see here, according to this proof from Quran, that it has seven gates. Now I want to move on. And it also says in chapter 90, verses 19 through 20. Again, chapter 90, meaning 90, verses 19 through 20. And it says, but those who reject our signs are the companions of the left hand. On them will be fire vaulted over. Over these individuals will be the fire. I won't get into detail because there's one surah, this particular surah, that really gets into talking about the fire and how people will be in the fire and fire surrounding them like almost like a ball. But I won't get into that right now because it goes even more in depth and I'm not going to do that right now. And so, again, we have levels in the hellfire. Not just only gates in the hellfire, as I mentioned before, but we have levels in the hellfire. Because they mentioned in chapter 4, verse 145. Again, chapter 4, verse 145. And it says, indeed, the hypocrites are in the lowest depths of the fire. You will find no helper for them. Those people who say, yes, I believe in Allah, I obey Allah, but then when they're not around the people, the ones who truly believe in Allah, they say, I'm not with them. I'm not about that life. And so we see here, those are the people who are hypocrites. When they open their mouth, they lie. When you entrust something to them, then they don't give that thing back that you entrusted to them. So it's sort of categories or characteristics of a person who is a hypocrite. And the Islam also talks about these things, where this is not the topic for today, but it talks about people who are hypocrites and explain to us hypocrites or who hypocrites are, so we'll be able to recognize a hypocrite. Some of you may know a person who is a hypocrite. Maybe you yourself are a hypocrite. You say things that you don't do. Or you lie to people and all the other things. But again, I won't get into the categories right now. But for those individuals who are hypocrites, they are in the lowest depths of the fire. You will find no helper for them. Now, what is the depth or the capacity of this place called hellfire? Like, how big is it? How deep is it? And so, it is mentioned by one of the prophet's companions, may peace and blessing, one of the prophet's companions, he mentions that the prophet, may peace and blessing be upon him. He said, hell will be brought on a day, meaning the day of judgment. It will have 70,000 reins, meaning ropes, if you will, with 70,000 angels drawing it by each rein. In other words, you will have 70,000, like ropes, if you will, and on each rope, you will have 70,000 angels on each rope, and they will be bringing out the hellfire on that day for all to see. Each and every one of us will see this on that day. That's how big it is. Can you imagine? 70,000 people. You have 70,000 ropes, and on each rope, you have 70,000 people pulling this thing before the people. How large a place like this is, or a thing like this is. It was mentioned by one of the prophet's companions, Abu Huraira. He reported that while we were in the company of the prophet, of Allah's messengers, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may peace and blessing be upon him, we heard a terrible sound. Thereupon, Allah's messenger said, "Do you know what that sound is?" When we answered, Allah and his messenger knows best. He said that it was a stone which was thrown into hell 70 years ago and has been constantly falling until now it finally reached the bottom. Can you imagine? Let's say, for example, this is the year 2020, and that a stone is dropped today, 2020, year 2020. And then 70 years later, it finally hit the bottom, which is 2090. It's just dropping and dropping every day, even as we speak right now, dropping and dropping. That is deep. Deep in terms of DEEP, how deep in the depth of this particular thing is, that it keeps dropping down for 70 years, 70 years is dropping until finally it hit the bottom of the hell. Now, what, again, I have mentioned before, what is the fuel of the hellfire? Allah says in chapter 72, verse 14 through 15, again, chapter 72, verses 14 through 15. And he says, "And there are among us Muslims in a submission of Allah and others who deviate from justice. And whoever accepts Islam has sought out the right path. As for those who deviate, they will be firewood for the hellfire." Again, submitting to Islam is the savior for us as Muslims. And we don't deviate from justice. And we accept Allah, Atiullah, Atiul Rasul, that we obey Allah and obey his messenger. This is what we do. But for those who do not obey Allah and obey his messenger and deviate from what Allah tells them to do, they will be the firewood for the hellfire. Now, how intense is the fire in hell? Abu Huraira, again, the companion of the Prophet, for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may peace and blessings be upon him, he said, "Your ordinary fire is one of 70 portions of the hell fire." Someone commented, "Oh, Messenger of Allah, would it be ordinary fire not be sufficient to burn the wrongdoers?" At that, Allah messenger, may peace and blessings be upon him, said, the hellfire has 69 more portions than ordinary worldly fire, and all of them are as hot as the worldly fire. And so we see what the heat we have here is only one portion of the 70,000 portions, the 70 portions of the hellfire. There are 69 more portions of fire. And so who wants to feel that? It's enough heat right here, just a one worldly portion. But to go to the hellfire and we see 69 more, it's escalated up to 69 more. Who wants that? No one should want that. It is not too late, as long as you have breath in your body, that you're going to ask Allah for forgiveness, that you do not experience anything like this, and that you get the other 69 portions of the fire in the hell. Now, what kind of food will we have in hell? And Allah says in chapter 44, verse 43 to 46. Again, chapter 44, verse 43 to 46. And so what he said is, verily, the tree of Zakum will be the food of the sinful. Like molded lead, it will boil in their insides like the boiling of scalding water. And so this would be the kind of food or the kind of drink that we will have if you are a disobedient person. But if you're not a disobedient, you be obedient person, you obey Allah, you submit to Allah, submit to the Prophet, obey Allah, obey his Prophet, then you get something opposite of that, which is good. But you have a thing in a tree there, the zakum, and that will be the food for the sinful person. And also to be this like a you have this drink that will boil your inside. This scalding water will boil a person's inside when they drink it. It will not necessarily quench a person's thirst. And the message of Allah, may peace and blessings upon him, he's also recited another verse, and he said, fear Allah with the fear due to him, and do not die except as Muslims. Then he said, if a drop of zakum would have fallen into a house on this world, it would have spoiled all the provisions of the people of the world. Then how would it be that one whose food it has become? Just one drop will spoil all the food in this world. One drop from this tree. Just one drop. So how can it be that we're going to get it over and over and over again, and it will be our food or our drink in the hellfire? Again, talking about drink, and it mentions in chapter 38, verses 57 to 58. Again, chapter 38, verses 57 to 58. And it says, Allah says, thus, then will they taste it, a boiling fuel, what we call a fluid, and a filthy pus, and blood, and other penalties of a similar kind to match them. In other words, they will be drinking this fluid, and this pus, and this blood. These are similar things that will be drunk, and penalties that would be taken upon taken into the body of a person who disobey Allah, who does not obey Allah, who are disbelievers in Allah. This world has nothing compared to the next world in terms of torture and punishment for those who disobey Allah and want to do the opposite of what Allah says. How about the garments? What kind of garments will we wear in the hellfire? And it says in chapter 22, verse 19, and it says, these who opponents dispute with each other about their Lord, but those who disbelieve will have garments of fire cut out for them. Over their heads will be poured boiling water, as I mentioned before when I introduced this particular topic about the people having these garments of fire, these pieces of fire as their garments, their suits, and had a boiling water poured over them, as I mentioned earlier when I opened up with talking about this particular topic. And also, let me give an example of some of the punishment in the hellfire. In chapter 4, verse 56, again, chapter 4, verse 56, and it says, those who have disbelieved in our signs will be burnt, them, we will burn them in the fire, or in the fire. As often as their skins are roasted through, we will exchange them for other skins so that they may taste the punishment indeed. Allah is exalted in power, wise. Again, this is clear. In chapter 4, verse 56, where Allah says that his people will be burnt, and after they're roasted, they will get new skin. It's not like they burnt their skin off and then that's it. They will be roasted. Then they'll get new skin, go through all the pain of being their skin being burnt off. Then Allah will give them new skin. And then that skin will be burnt off and go through all the pain. And then he'll give them new skin. And then that skin will be burnt off. You get the point. And so, my students, please, it's not too late. If you listening to me and you are hearing me clearly, it's not too late for you to submit to Allah, that you have a greater chance of not going into the hellfire. If you submit to Allah and then going to the paradise, which one day I will talk about what happens in paradise and the beautiful things that happen in paradise, so that you will understand and make that choice. Which one do you want to go to? For right now, it is my hope that you do not want to go to the hellfire and do the things that's going to cause you to go into the hellfire, which is one, disobeying Allah, not doing the actions that Allah asks you to do, the rituals and the rites that Allah asks you to do, being kind and generous and submitting to Allah, atiullah wa atiur rasul, obeying Allah and obeying his messenger. It is also mentioned in chapter 14, verse 49 to 50. Again, chapter 14, verse 49 through 50. And it says, as you will see the criminals that day, bound together in chains and yokes, their garments of fluid pitched and their faces covered with fire. And so we see the garments of the person that will be in the fire, and that their faces will be covered with fire. And so we don't want to have anything to do with this. We want to run from the fire and not run to the fire. But once you're in there, you will not be able to run from the fire, as I mentioned to you earlier. You will not be able to escape your penalty or the torment that will be received in the fire. A'udhu billah, seek refuge in Allah from the fire, and from that, none of my listeners or my students will be part of that group of people who will be in the fire. And the way you become not part of that group is that you obey Allah and obey his messenger, submit to embrace Islam, because Islam is one of the ways in which, or the way in which, you can escape this thing. And because we have rules and regulations to keep you out of the hellfire. I want to mention a couple more things and I will stop. Also, it says the criminals are in error and madness. The day they will be dragged through the fire on their faces, they will hear and taste the hell. And that's in chapter 54, verse 47 to 48. And that they will be dragged on their faces, and they will, and then of course they would taste the hell, or they would touch the hell and feel it on that day. And I want to mention this last one, and that is on verse 29, chapter 29, verse 55. Again, that's chapter 29, verse 55, and it says, on a day that the punishment will be covered them from above them and from below them, and it is said, taste the result of your deeds. I want to end with that. I want to read that again to you. Verse 29 to 50. Chapter 29, verse 55. And it says, on a day that the punishment will cover them from above them and from below them, and it will be said, taste the result of your deeds. Our deeds are the thing that goes to the grave with us. And if our bad deeds outweigh our good deeds, our result will be the hellfire. If our good deeds outweigh our bad deeds and we submit to Allah and His Messenger, then perhaps our place will be, because of our deeds, we will go to the paradise. You have been listening or attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.